So how good is the iPhone SE, the first generation in 2024? Let's get into it. The first gen iPhone SE came out in 2016. It was released alongside, pretty much, with the iPhone 6S and 6S Plus. So it came out around 8 years ago compared to the iPhone 15. Obviously, it's not being sold anymore, it's discontinued, but it is a very important phone because it was the first affordable, quote-unquote, iPhone released to the public. And it's a very special phone. It was the last iPhone to have that small, lightweight form factor. And in my opinion, the build quality was superb. And to this day, it is very nice. It has the aluminum feel on the back. There's no glass to crack. And everything just feels so, so nice in a very small package. It weighed less than 4 ounces with the glass and aluminum back and aluminum frame. It had the nano SIM card. And this phone actually has Apple Pay with the fingerprints unlock, which is actually still being sold today on the latest 2022 iPhone SE. It has a 4-inch display, 60 hertz refresh rate, but for at the time, which was normal. For the software, it was released with iOS 9, and it's upgradable all the way to iOS 15. So I had 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15. So all those years of updates, this phone has been through a lot. And the chipset has the Apple A9 processor, which is the same that was found on the iPhone 6S, which had the bigger screen and pretty much was revolutionary. But this phone actually had the same internal specs pretty much as that one. The one big downside of this phone back then and still today is going to be the internal storage. It has 16 gigs of internal storage, which is almost nothing. You could pretty much not install any apps for the most part. You got to be very careful with your pictures and your videos because it'll fill up fast. Now the baseline for iPhones is 128 gigs, and the bare minimum is 64 gigs if you get the latest iPhone SE. The iPhone SE has 2 gigs of RAM, which is pretty still usable today the way that Apple manages RAM. The latest iPhone SE, for example, that one has 4 gigs of RAM. So, you know, it doubled in RAM, but pretty much doesn't have, it still works good for the specs that it has. Now, the camera is actually still very impressive today in 2024. It has a 12 megapixel shooter, which shoots in 4K, which is the same thing as the iPhone SE, the third generation. And it's very impressive when this phone came out. Even a lot of Android phones today in 2024 don't even have 4K, and the video is still, this phone still beats it out. Stands really good with other premium smartphones because iPhone still takes great pride in its video and photo capabilities. The selfie camera was only at 1.2 megapixels and it shot in 720, but the video still comes out very, very good. And this one also is special because it still has the headphone jack, which is not found on any iPhone nowadays. You have Bluetooth 4.2, and you have Apple Pay, which is, you know, some Android phones, there might be some that don't even have NFC, but this feature is still in use today, so that's still a modern feature for such a compelling package. You have the Lightning port for charging, which is one thing that is being discontinued in 2024. You have the bezels on the top and the bottom, so this does feel a little bit old school. The battery life is very, very low as well. Obviously, it's a smaller device, but it has a 1600 milliamp battery, which is very, very small by today's standards. So if you still wanted to, for some reason, still wanted to buy this phone, which is still very capable in 2024, you can get this phone as low as like $60. And you could, you know, try to find one with a good battery life, you know, around 100%. and you could still rock this phone in 2024. There's a lot to like about this phone. Even today, it still feels modern. The special things about this phone, the things that stand out, are its small, lightweight package. The build quality is very, very nice. That brushed aluminum, this is very iconic design. It has NFC, it has the fingerprint reader, which some people still like and find it very convenient. It shoots in 4K, and it had so many years of updates. iOS 15 is not that far off. It's only two generations behind the iPhone 15's 2024 iOS 17. So this phone software is still pretty, pretty modern. The headphone jack is still useful for a lot of people. And this phone, just all in all, is still a very good device, especially if you could get it with more storage. That's the only thing that's holding this phone back, honestly, is the base storage that when it launched in 2016 was 16 gigs, which is terrible now. Try to find one that's at least 64 gigs. And if you're lucky, and you can find a lot of them at 128 gigs for less than $100, this phone is probably the best phone for people that don't want to spend a lot of money, want all the modern features. And it has that very small, lightweight package that easily slips into your pocket, because nowadays all the phones are just so big. This one still has a 4-inch display, and the package is just very, very nice. So in all, except for the storage, this phone is still modern, is still good, even in 2024 standards. And that's been my my review and my thoughts on the first gen iPhone SE from 2016.